been studying about Matthew 5, about the blessings of God. So, any experience for you today? Let me ask you. Any persecution? Any ridicule or being said something that you don't, you know, appreciate in life? And you still want to be blessed, right? You want to live a life of blessings. Sometimes the way we understood blessing sometimes is different from what we studied. I myself has learned a lot. So, anybody experiencing any negative things out there in our lives that tells you, do I still need the blessing? Can we ask the next person to us, you still want to be blessed? Can you ask the biggest, closest person in you? They still want to be blessed, right?
Yes,
of course. More blessing. Yeah. So, you want more blessing from God, so expect that something will be, will be in front of us and test our faith, and trials. Today I wanna. Actually, we read this portion of the Bible in James last week. Remember the song that we kind of sing on our invitation. Laura's story.
Blessings,
right? What if our blessing comes in tears and raindrops? So we will kind of have an introduction of that note when we mention the book of James. You know what? Let me read that to you today, this morning. I'm going to read two versions, actually. Two translations, maybe. Okay, let's read the... Let's go to the book of James. You know, James is the brother of Jesus. The writer of the book of James was the brother of Jesus. He was an unbeliever when Christ was there. You can imagine... One of your brothers is the Messiah. Wow, that's an incredible thing. Huh? So at first he wasn't a believer. They grew up together and he knew Jesus. I don't know who's older or younger, but they were brothers. Okay, so when Christ died, he became a believer. In fact, according to historical evidences, he became one of the leaders of the church in Jerusalem. Okay. So he wrote the book of James, and this is what he's saying to us this morning. I'm reading a NIV version of the Bible. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith develops perseverance." My daughter corrected me last time about this. This word, actually, I say it differently. Okay. So develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Okay? Not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That a man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. Okay, let me read another version of the Bible. This is an New Living Translation. I was reading it the other day. Okay, it says over here, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as the wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. This is the Living Translation. Do we welcome trials in life? Let's be honest.
No choice. No.
A lot of us will say no, right? But can we live a life that is trial-free or testing-free? Let me give you a good example. I'm driving from my apartment to my work. This is a good example. Every time I drive, I come out of the my parking lot, I want an experience that is like my driving won't be like let's say no hassle, no traffic, no detour, no. Just I want a perfect drive going to from my place to the place I wanna go. But the thing is, every day when I drive is a different story. There's always something on the road. There's always something that will, it won't be a hassle-free driving. There's always something. Either they will say there's road work, there's a detour, or there's an emergency, or road is closed, you have to take another route, Or sometimes when you take another route, it will be longer than the route you're taking. And sometimes the worst can be, you can meet an accident along the road, and it can be you or another person that will hinder your driving. Thinking about that is like life, right? When we wake up in the morning, we expect a hassle-free, problem-free, worry-free, trouble-free, just another good day. That's what we're hoping for, right? But it cannot happen. There's always something along the way, right? There's always things along the way that we have to endure and encounter in life. So I guess when you say, when we read the Bible, the Bible says over here, it's clearly said that count it pure joy when we face so many trials in life. It's a part of our walk. It's a part of our life. Consider it joy, people say, we should at least welcome it, from our perspective. Just like a lot of gym nowadays, right? A lot of they even open 24 hours. Gyms, fitness centers. So how do you call it? Fitness centers. They even open 24 hours. And we go there sometimes, a lot of times, you know, we want to develop our endurance, our body, our physical aspect of life. You know, we go there and then we look at the weights, you know, and then we carry them. You know, we lift them and, you know, try to develop our muscles, you know, our strength, you know, and we look forward to it because we want to develop something within our physical bodies. And we spend time to do it. We go there, we drive, we spend an hour or so because we want to develop some strength in our physical bodies. Looking at that, we should also, you know, look at our spiritual bodies. We have to welcome them. You know, it's part of our Christian walk. And sometimes when we lift those weights, and then after lifting some weights within an hour, our body aches, right? Our muscle aches, our thigh, our back, our shoulder, our forearm hurts. No? It hurts. Because we are developing, we're burning all the fats and we're developing muscles. So it's painful, it hurts. But we are surely developing if we are doing the right thing. Right? We are lifting weights and we are gaining strength. And we do it. We expect it. We kind of ready for it. And my question today is our Christian strength. James said, consider it pure joy. It's part of our walk with God. It's part of our maturity. It's part of our daily lives as a believer of Christ. Consider it full joy. Just like our student. You know, every semester they study, you know, long nights, like, you know, my daughter Rachel doing, paperwork, so many pages of research and everything. And then the last week of semester, the teacher will have a final examination, final test, you know. And we have to take the final exam, no matter what. Otherwise, we won't pass the course. Right? A lot of students, I mean, maybe I did. I don't remember. Maybe I did. You know, I failed some of it. A lot of times, we blame the teacher. I can understand what you're saying. You know, I can understand what you're teaching. And sometimes people blame God too. You know? Sometimes some people blame God. Oh, God should not bring me that trials. That God should not bring that testing to me. We prepare, we study, we listen to the Word of God. You know, we attend service, we attend group Bible study, we open the Bible and read it and understand it, you know, and sing with the congregation, attend everything that, you know, and there will come a time that, you know, testing will come. And we should be prepared. We should welcome them because James said, consider pure joy, my brothers, sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because it produces something. Who? For God? Does God become stronger when we face trials? I don't think so. Us is for us. It develops endurance. Why endurance? Because another trials will come. Another testing will come. It's like the students, right? Another finals will come. Test our faith. To test our faith. You know? To know that you have learned something from those trials. Right? Or the teacher would say, expect that the student who studied for one semester or a couple of semesters, and then in the long run have a test or a board exam or whatever, you know, to know, you know, that you understand whatever you studied with. So we develop endurance. We become stronger. Why? Told you earlier, for another testing and trials. There's a lot. It continues. You know, it won't stop. I'm telling you, it won't stop. Trials and testing of our faith will never stop. Will never, never stop. As far as I'm concerned, as far as God is concerned, whenever we're here, whenever we're living here in this world, we will face trials and testing of our faith. God is always testing our faith. Because that's what He said. So that we will develop endurance. Will you wait? Spend 1 hour, 2 hours in the gym daily for 1 hour? No. We do that. Same as our spiritual situation. We will never stop. I'm telling you. We will never stop. After this, there's another one. After this one, another one. After this one, there's another one. I know it's hard, but that's how it is. But the thing is, God is there. God is there. He given us the Holy Spirit too. You know, He didn't leave us by ourselves. God knows our ability. God knows that we will able. God knows that we will conquer. God knows that we will, you know, go ahead and be tested and be conquerors of this life. He knows that. He knows your ability. That's why He's testing us. If we fail, there's a quotation that I read long time ago. They said, failure is nothing but a step to something better. For us, we can only see the one on the wall, right? We cannot see behind the wall. We fail. You know that behind the song Blessings that we read, that we sang last time? Laura Story had a good story, actually. That's why she wrote that song. 2 years on her marriage, she thought it was a perfect, you know, beautiful couple and everything, you know, working for them. But 2 years after the marriage, the husband, got his name, developed some terrible headaches. Terrible, terrible headaches. And sometimes he's becoming forgetful of things that, you know, young couple talk about. So then he just kind of ignore the symptoms, and then he cannot, cure it already. So they went to a doctor, a neurologist, and they found out he has a brain tumor. And the neurosurgeon said that we can operate, but there is a danger of him dying because of this operation. But they went to the operation, but the operation was successful in a way, but still she has some symptoms of the brain tumor, which is like permanent damage on his brain. And then she wrote the song, Blessings. Sometimes you're walking on in life, and then something happened, and you think it's the detour, so you can go back to the main road. But let's think about this. How about thinking that's the detour that God put us, is the main road that we have to talk, to walk with or travel? Because a lot of us, I'm included, you want to walk on a smooth road. Always, of course. Always, you want to try to walk on a smooth road. But sometimes you have to think that God gave us the detour, and that detour is the main road for you. It's not like the main road, because the detour road has spots of bumps and trials in life. That's how God wanted to walk with you. And that is all His plan for you. So we will develop endurance again. Failure is nothing but a step to something better. Do not give up. Don't let your failure stop you.
I don't walk out of the door.
And then the next one is ask for wisdom, right? Ask for wisdom. You know, the word wisdom is kind of adulterated. When I say adulterated, it becomes, the meaning of it is kind of different from what started it. When we speak about the Bible, wisdom is a very good word. It means experience, to the point that experience is like a godly experience. Even when Christ was born, wise men wanted to seek Him, right? I mean to say, those godly people wanted to seek Him. When you say wise, talking about the Bible, those are godly people. But today, when people say you're wise, you're different, right? You're like, yeah, you're like snake. You're like, you wanted to be the head of somebody, in a wrong way, I guess. You know, it's negative now. When people say about you're wise, it's different, right? Maybe you're shrewd. Maybe you want to take advantage of somebody because you're wise. But when you say wise or wisdom, it's kind of different story. It's like godly decision. Let me tell you a story. This is familiar. You know Abraham, right? 75 years old, he was promised to have a son. 75 years old. All right? And wife Sarah too was said, you will have a child. According to the Bible, Sarah was just like laughing when he heard the news. Oh, me? I'm 75 years old. You know? But Abraham believed. That's why he was justified. And then 10 years passed through, no child. Another 5 years come through, no child. So what happened is Sarah thought of something. Maybe it wouldn't happen to me. So he talked to Abraham. Why not sleep with my maidservant, Hagar? And maybe you can have a child with him. You know, Abraham, sometimes when it's too long, the promise, sometimes when it's too, I don't know how long, it's 10 years, but it's too long for me. It's so easy to doubt, right? so easy to give up, right? For example, you've been praying for something.
No, it's already 1 year, Lord. It's already too long. I can't wait already.
You know, especially in this generation. You know, it's too long. And you know, I don't discount too long. Sometimes when you're waiting too long, it's so easy to give up and to doubt. So 15 years has passed. Sarah has another idea. Why would you? I think you should sleep with my maidservant Hagar. Maybe that's the promise for her. Maybe that's the, you can have a child. You know, to make the story short, according to my understanding of the story, he made Abraham drunk. You read the story. He made Abraham drunk. So what happened when you're drunk? You make some stupid decision, right? Or not wise decision at all. So he was able to sleep in Hagar. And then when he slept with Hagar, she became pregnant. And who came?
Ishmael.
Ishmael came. And Abraham said, "Is this the right one?" And God said, no. That's not the one I'm talking to. That's not the one I'm promising you. So what happened? They made the wrong decision. You know? They made the wrong decision. And Ishmael became the father of the Muslim world. Right? And God had a prophecy for them. Israel and the Muslim people will have enmity. And until now, they have everything. You know, surprising is one's decision will affect generations to come. It's a lesson for us. What we decide today, what we follow today, what we build today, what we, make up together today, you know, the decision we make in our lives today, you never know, it will affect generations to come. It will affect generations to come. So God said, pray for wisdom. Pray for godly decisions. And God will surely give it to us. Because He said it. If we ask for wisdom, if we ask for guidance, God will never rebuke you. God will never say, no, I won't give it to you. God will give us wisdom. That will affect generations and generations to come. That's what I do. I mean, a lot of you decided. I know for sure generations will be affected with our decision. Preaching is coming to this side, Saturday night. And on my faith and my belief, you know, this will affect generations to come. Maybe some of you will never see it. But I'm telling you, God is talking on the side of Saturday night. God is talking to people around here. And I know for sure God will make the difference. Maybe we can't see it right now. Because our vision is only on the wall. We can't see the future. But God sees the future. That's why he said, ask for godly decisions. We should ask God for wisdom. And not doubt. That's what the Bible said. Not doubt. Because if we doubt, we're defeated already. You'll say, I think God can only heal cold symptoms. Or colds and flus and how about cancer? How about brain tumor? How about those complicated things? Can he do that, really? God is sovereign, my friends and brothers and sisters. He's above everything. That's why God said, ask for wisdom. Ask for godly decision in our life. You know, the Bible is here.
He will tell us godly distinctions. He didn't leave us alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. That's why He's telling us. Ask for wisdom. Because if you don't, you know, we're like, the Bible said we're like unstable. We're like the waves of the sea, tossed from one end to another. We are unstable. If we are unstable, we cannot make godly decisions. I know sometimes our timing is different from God's timing, right? We always say that, right? And we have to have faith in that. Because after 25 years, Hagar got pregnant and Ishmael got, you know, was born. And after 25 years, after the promise from Abraham, on the birthday, I don't know, on the birthday of 100th birthday of Abraham, right? Isaac was born. Could you imagine after 25 years? God, that's God's plan. That's God's plan. It can mean an eternity for us. But God said it will happen. It did happen. That's God's plan. You know, I was listening to a sermon. Actually, God doesn't need us. You know? But God loves us. And He wants you and me to participate on His plan. That's a big word, actually. Because of His love, He wants us to participate on His plan. The only thing we need is to not doubt, but believe in His plan. Believe on His plan. Because He has plans for you and He has plans for me. We have to welcome trials. We have to endure trials. And we have to ask wisdom. What will happen to us? So that we will be, that's the last portion. How do you call this? Last term that God used. I like that. We will become complete and not lacking anything. That's the end word. That's the buy. That's the product. We will be complete and lacking nothing. Right? That's God's purpose for us. For us to be complete. Lacking nothing. God's standard. So when we face trials, welcome it. And then when we face it, we get endurance. We'll be strong enough to face another one coming. And ask for wisdom. And after that, we will be complete. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters in Christ. At this point, I think we have a invitation song. So we sing an invitation song. If anybody wants to be, for us to pray for you. I know we are experiencing. Anybody here, all of us here, I know you're going through something that you and God can only, communicate with. But I'm pretty sure we are going through something. I want you to know that Just trust God. Because He loves you so much. He loves us so much. He wants you to overcome a testing in life. Let's sing our invitation.
Thank you. It tastes sweet, sweet.